Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Underdog WNBA with a couple of takeaways from Collier's extra interview.
Ooh.
Collier said Kathy Engelbert told her, quote, only losers complain about the refs. Collier also said Engelbert told her that Caitlin Clark should be grateful for the WNBA because the league is responsible for her sponsorship deals. Collier said she tore a couple of ligaments in her ankle during the game 3 against Phoenix. And then she also says, quote, we go to battle every day to protect the shield for a league that doesn't value us. Just the cliff notes.
Yeah.
She's right with everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's right. Here's the thing I would ask, and I've gone back and forth about this, and one of the reasons why I think it's probably okay is because you seem to be dealing with somebody that is unbelievably inept and doesn't have the savvy to quote unquote make you pay for doing something like this. Yeah. But do you think this was something that should have been put out in public?
No, not without a plan. So if there's a plan, fine. If you were just angry or frustrated and you're like, oh, I'm going to let everybody know heading into this, that was bringing rocks to a gunfight.
Agreed. But does that other side have rocks too? That's the only, like, and if you're going up against silver, mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Cause he's going to make you pay for everything that you, for embarrassing him. And putting him in that light in public on private negotiating topics and conversations.
I don't know if Adam would. David Stern would.
David Stern is a better example.
David Stern would end your existence.
Yeah, he gonna make you pay.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get away with it with Engelbert.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I think you better know how many people are on her side and how many people aren't.
Mm-hmm. In general, though, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, you shouldn't be saying this stuff.
If you have a plan and it involves, like, your union and all that, like, all right, execute it. But if it was a hot-headed response, this is going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough because in the end, if nothing comes about of this, that's your commissioner or your president or whatever. Like, that's still running this organization. She's going to be looked at funny. She's going to be boot. It doesn't care. Rob Manfred's one of the biggest dingbats in sports. Like Rob Manfred is awful. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Still there.
He's still there. Oh, I have, you know, we've got an exit strategy. It's going to be time for me to move on. No, man, you suck. You're awful. But it doesn't matter what I think or what you think. It doesn't matter what every A's, Giants, Dodgers, Padres fan, Cubs fan think. None of that matters. Mm-hmm. What's his relationship with the other owners in the league? What's her relationship with the other owners in the league? The WNBA has not found a commissioner to lead them in this version. They had Val Ackerman to start, which was a great, she was a perfect person who knew the game of basketball, who knew all of the players in women's basketball to start the league. Mm-hmm. She was perfect. She's headed up USA Basketball, or had headed up USA Basketball for a very, very long time. She was perfect in 1997. I think it went from Val to Donna Orender. Donna came from the PGA. Donna was, I really like Donna. She was very business savvy. The growth of the league was never going to grow under her. And then they just went, and I can't remember the I think it was something Roberts. I can't remember the last one's name. She was, God bless that woman, useless. Just useless. And now you have, Kathy Engelbert, who I don't have a clue what her strong suit is. She just walks around.
I can't think of one thing she's done that's,
yeah,
that's good. I mean, maybe you can talk about expansion, but
I don't know who the right person to lead this league is. Because this league is in a position it has never, ever been in before. Mm. So I have no idea who the right person is. Maybe, I mean, you know, Michelle Roberts, the woman who, she was the head of the NBA Players Association. Mm, yeah, I don't think she is now. Maybe, yeah, maybe she's still is.
I don't think she is either.
Maybe she could do it. There had been a rumor for years that Condoleezza Rice wanted to do it. Hmm. I don't know what she's doing now. But call her. Hell, Michelle. Kamala's got nothing going on.
Kamala, Michelle.
Somebody, so like, somebody needs to, somebody with it. And there is a certain level of governing to being a commissioner. And, man, they're lacking. Absolutely. Bad.
I keep thinking about what you said or somebody told you. I think this was your own original thought with the game that had gotten broadcast on Twitter from mm-hmm. somebody's IG Live or something mm-hmm. like that. And it was like, the league is just moving too fast.
No, you know who that was? Way to bring it all full circle.
Cheryl?
It was Cheryl. Reeves. Yeah, she was like, I don't think this league is equipped to handle the growth that it's experiencing right now.
And it's happening.
That was Angel Reese's first game, and they forgot to broadcast. Like, think about that sentence.
It's crazy.
The league forgot to broadcast it.
That's inexcusable.
And some courtside fan caught wind of it through social media with all of these players looking for the game. Mm-hmm. And she was like, all right, I got you. And you had Caitlin Clark and you know, like the biggest stars in the NBA watching this person's Twitter feed to see Angel Reese's preseason debut because the league forgot to flip the switch on.
That's crazy.
And imagine Adam Silver going, I forgot.
Cooper Flagg.
I don't know. I don't know. Imagine Roger Goodell just telling NBC, guys, my bad. I don't even think Rob Manfred would do that.
No.
he'd do 50 other stupid things, but I don't think he'd do that.
He'd get that one right. So, yeah, I just don't know if I shouldn't say I don't know. I'm convinced the people who are running the league right now are not equipped to deal with what's going on. Because this is happening lightning fast as far as the growth goes. Like, usually you would say, over 10 years, you know, like, we've seen crazy growth. This has happened in, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's gone from an afterthought to the forefront. And these people aren't ready to deal with it.
And that's why we say it's the most critical collective bargaining agreement negotiation this league has ever had. Like, imagine, you know, NBC putting Michael Jordan on TV, you know, 30 times, and then the league just stops. Mm. And I'm talking about in 1987. Mm-hmm. No, we couldn't come to an agreement. The league stopped.
Do you think they...
They got Magic, Larry, Michael, all of it. No, it's just stopped.
Do you, and this is another reason why you, maybe Nafisha shouldn't have said that, because regardless if she's right or not, I don't know if you can get this done without Engelbert. Like, I don't think they're going to get a new commissioner in the middle of this negotiation.
They might not. It might be a play for after. If you remember, I don't think anybody ran David Stern out of the league. I don't think that that's what happened. But in the last collective bargaining agreement that Stern had, I think it beat his ass. And he's like, I'm good with this. I'm done. And he wrapped up his time. I think it was the following year. It might have been that year, but I think it was the following year. Mm-hmm. And that's when Adam Silver stepped in. Mm-hmm. They might be hoping it, like, hey, we're gonna get through this, but you're our next order of business. Because I don't think you can change a commissioner in as part of this
right
negotiation. Now, once the negotiation is over, yeah, you could fight for it, and you can cite examples. You can use the Chicago Sky. You can use, you know, like, and I feel like this becomes this. I say this a lot, and I feel like it's disrespectful to the city. I'm not trying to disrespect Portland, Cleveland, some of these cities that are trying to land. Or I mean, Portland obviously has landed an expansion team. You guys have tried this and you failed. Mm-hmm. And literally, it's the most incredible thing I've ever. The day it is announced that the Portland, or I don't know if they're calling them the Portland Fire, but the day it was announced that Portland is returning, Adam Silver goes, yeah, your arena's ass. Your arena needs to be updated. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. So what does it look like if it's another start stop with Portland? Yeah. Or, and I can't remember if Cleveland was awarded a team, but I know they were tied to the Boston stuff and the Connecticut stuff.
Officially get one. I think they did.
So the Rockers, like, okay, great. What if we're talking teams that have been around? We're talking about teams that have cities that have had teams that were around for a combined 4 years. Hmm. Okay. Well, there's Houston. There's I know I'll keep saying Sacramento. Hmm. That all right.
The,
I guess
the
hell there's Detroit. I saw Detroit's fans. Them, they're crazy. Mm-hmm. They were legit. Detroit's. I still don't understand why Detroit moved.
And now they don't have to go to Auburn Hills. They'll be right there in the city.
Yeah.
The thing I was thinking too was like, is there a way, because they're in the middle of a negotiation. They're trying to have a CBA and figure this out. Is there a possibility in the middle of it that owners or board of governors get Kathy out?
Sure.
And say, sure, we're not going to get this deal done with you. We're going to get somebody else in here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to get this deal done with Condoleezza Rice.
That's the name of the show. That's the title of today's show.
We're going to get this deal done with anybody but you.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's still a thing. I don't even know how old that woman is. Like, the...
What
Bush administration was a long time ago. Yeah, that woman's 70 years old.
Well, she could coach in the NFL.
She could. She could coach the Raiders.
What else was she going to do? She was about to do something else sports related.
Oh, didn't they say the NFL?
She was going to become the Browns president or something like that, I think.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, something like that.
Was it? Maybe that. Was it commissioner or something she was going to? Condoleezza Rice is like, what?
I feel like it was the NFL commissioner, but that could absolutely be wrong. I want to see if I could. Well, she was a part of the college football playoff selection committee. Oh, Cleveland Browns head coach rumors?
Hey, yeah, I did not remember. I'm looking. No, it's not. It's an Adam Schefter article I'm looking at right now.
No, Adam Schefter reported that a league source had told him that Condoleezza Rice was being considered as a candidate in the Cleveland Browns head coach search.
Hell no. Hey, come on, man. Hey, take the team from dude, man. Who's the owner? Take the team.
That's the
manager.
Pilot guy. The guy who owns Pilot. What's his name? Jimmy Haslam.
Got to take the team, bro.
She's a lifelong Browns fan. She denied the reports, but joked that she would like to call a play or two next season if the Browns need ideas.
Head coach is crazy.
Yeah, I don't remember Condoleezza Rice in the Cleveland Browns head coaching rumors. But that's spectacular.
Do you think
a sports show in the last 10 years has discussed Condoleezza Rice as much as we have in the last 5 minutes?
The Chatty House was saying they were going to interview her.
Chatty House was saying she was at the game last night, the Broncos game.
The Broncos game?
Yeah, that's what the Chatty House said.
Good for her. What's
Broncos doing? Got their new stadium deal done, man. That looked like it's going to be dope.
What was she doing there? I guess it doesn't matter. Maybe she's going to coach the Raiders. Maybe she's scouting. I don't know, man. We'll come back. Hey, we got some sound from practice.
Okay.
We can run that. It's
that time of year.
I mean, Dennis talked today. Maybe he's a little less of a downer than he was yesterday.
Got some sleep.
We got Dennis. Zach LaVine. We didn't get to hear from him yesterday.
I heard Zach was interesting, too. Not today, but like yesterday was intriguing.
Well, the first Sacramento Kings practice is in the books. We'll hear from head coach Doug Christie next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Go ahead. That thought's going to eat you up if you don't get to finish.
Dana White, I think, is dumb as rocks. I think he's a master manipulator. I think, and there's a certain level of intelligence to being able to tap into that. But I don't think he's very bright. I just don't think he's very bright. So we'll talk about this on the 13th round tomorrow, but this whole thing, Zuffa Boxing, is going on. And they want to they want to change the Ali Act, which was something to put in place for fighters, basically so monopolies can't happen in sports. The UFC has essentially a monopoly on their fighters and their league.
Mixed martial arts.
And that's why they can operate the UFC the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
They can pay them the way they pay them, and they have them in contracts that doesn't allow them necessarily.
It's absurd.
Fight. Yeah. It's the worst because MMA fighters, when the Ali Act was made, MMA wasn't a thing, so they weren't included in that.
Mm-hmm.
They have been, some fighters have been included, this push for like, hey, it's combat sports, we should be included in the Ali Act, but it hasn't happened. Because they have people in high places to make sure it doesn't happen. Dana White is trying to basically get rid of the Ali Act for boxing for his new promotion. And I did some research on it, and it is the worst thing that could ever happen for boxing. Like, it will kill boxing. Mm. It will be over. Mm. He wants to make the UFC model in boxing. And, you know, I always fight back with, like, boxing. No, boxing will never die. It will die. If this happens. And there's a couple different reasons why. Like I said, I'll talk about it before. But Dana was doing interviews yesterday, and he goes, like, people have been like, hey, man, like, leave the Ali Act alone. Why do you want to do this? Or whatever, for months. And he goes, I want to be perfectly clear. We are not going to change the Ali Act at all. We're not going to change it at all. What we're going to do is we're going to add to the Ali Act. Stupid ass, that's changing the Ali Act. Do you think I'm dumb? That you can just say, we're not going to change it at all. We're going to add to the Ali Act. That's literally changing the Ali Act.
We're not going to change the Civil Rights Act. We're eliminating it. Guys, relax. Dummy.
But there's people that listen that. There's people that buy into everything Dana says, and I just don't think.
I think Drew Down is one of those. Drew Down, who sent me the most hilarious Joe Shasky video last night. Joe was fuming at the 49ers this weekend. Like, fuming. He told Trent Williams he wanted a refund. It was absolutely. He said, where's my refund, Trent? It was amazing. But Drew says Dana's so dumb, he's turned the UFC into a billion-dollar company. He's did like he was the head of the company when it sold to, you know, what is now TKO and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the moment that UFC mattered? Do you know when it was? Because there is someone to thank for it. I'm not sure it's Dana White though.
Mm. Who do you think?
It's Vince McMahon.
That's what I was thinking too.
And the reason it's Vince McMahon is because when he was on. Was it TNN that became Spike during that weird USA hiatus that Raw went on?
Mm-hmm.
They came to him and said, hey, Dana White and whatever that production company is wants to do a reality show about the UFC. And we feel like it would be the perfect show to put on after Raw. And Vince, they were like, but it's up to you if you'd rather us air Pacific Blue reruns. Like, we can, but we think your show would be the perfect lead-in. And Vince said, okay, you could do it. So the Ultimate Fighter launches. And it did well. And then that final happened with, it was Forrest Griffin and missing the other name. One of the most, like, legendary moments in the history of the UFC where Dana, you're competing for a contract, and Dana, who and I guess no one cared, trashes the whole show in a split second by saying, you both get contracts. So they had a fight that was so good, they wound up both getting, you know, contracts, and that threw the UFC into a different stratosphere because that was a live event. They had dug themselves out of the Stephen Bonner, thank you guys. They had dug themselves out of the, you know, the kind of circus that it was, you know, with the Gracies and the, you know, the everyone talks like these Shamrock Severin things where Like, these were like 35-minute fights where guys were just lying on the ground, not moving because they were grappling for position. Like, it was ass. Mm-hmm. But he was able to create something a little bit different that no one cared about until they put it on after WWE. Then people saw it. Then it turned into something. And again, I do not like him, but he saw that, took advantages of that, listened to what people liked from it, mm-hmm. and built off of it. Still think he's a jackass.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a jackass. I think he's, I don't think.
But
he's
the very, first person I would think is Vince McMahon. Which I don't, is a terrible sentence.
I don't think he's very bright. I listen to the man talk. I listen to the interviews. Like, I don't just say this because I don't like him. I listen to him. There are people that I don't like that I listen to that are like, I don't like this guy, but he's smart. Like, I think he gets, like, you could talk about, like, somebody like Dame Dash is a good example. I think Dame Dash is smart. I think there is.
Boy, do I disagree with you.
I think he's smart. I think there's ego. There are certain things that block him from being able to execute, like he can't get out of his own way, basically. But I think he has intelligent ideas. Dana White, I listen to him talk. I don't feel like I'm listening to somebody that's bright. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm listening to somebody that's a manipulator, that is an opportunist. And you can make a lot of money in this world being those two things. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And at this point, you also need to recognize Dana White's a figurehead.
Yeah, he's not the one now.
He not only does he have a boss, his boss has a boss.
Yeah,
Dana White's middle management.
he's not the one, but I listen to him speak, and I just like this guy's just not very bright. Like I wouldn't go to him for advice on what to do in certain things, but we'll see what happens with this. This idea is awful. And you know, the other thing about him too is he's a master manipulator. He's found a way to manipulate all those fighters in the UFC, mm-hmm. not to rise up. There's only one person that rise up and be like, Dana, no, no, you're going to do what I say. And you know, every time that happens, Dana buckles. Mm. And you talk about, I can't say something nice or think about, an unbiased opinion for somebody I don't like. It's Connor.
Yeah.
Connor's the one.
Connor became bigger than.
Connor's the one that said, you're not going to pay me like the rest of these guys, mm-hmm. or I just won't fight. Mm-hmm. And every time he does that, guess who says, all right, I'll give you what you're asking for. Mm-hmm. He's the only one. Everybody else is like, oh, I made $200,000 and I got a $50,000 knockout bonus. Let's go. All right, bro. Do you know they just made $10 million off this event? There's only one person that says, nah, I know the math, and I'm not getting paid what I'm worth. And if you don't do that, I'm not going
to
fight.
You want me to make this even worse? Mm. You know why those guys, the Connors, the John Joneses, why those guys started getting paid so much more? This is great. It was Brock. When Brock Lesnar came to the UFC, why? Because in the WWE, if you're the main event, you got paid off of the pay-per-view buys. If you were one of those, if you were a Lesnar type, Lesnar, Cena, Rock, Austin, those guys got paid not just off of the card, off of total. What was the pay-per-view right, and how much was it above like an average? Brock was the first UFC fighter to get that. So forgive me if this goes back to Vince McMahon for a second time. Vince McMahon changed the way that fighters in the UFC get paid because Brock came in and said, what? Oh, sweetie, do you know who I am? I'm not fighting for that. No, you're going to pay me a percentage of the pay-per-views. And then guess who got a percentage of the pay-per-views? John Jones got a percentage of the pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. Conor McGregor got a huge percentage of the pay-per-views. What's her name?
Ronda
got a huge percentage of the pay-per-views. That didn't exist before Brock Lesnar.
Connor was the one.
This has been the weirdest out. We transitioned from the WNBA to Condoleezza Rice, the Cleveland Browns head coach, to Dana White and Vince McMahon.
Connor was the one who said, not only will you give me a percentage, but you're going to give me a flat fee that I want too. And I'm going to get the percentage.
Oh, yeah. And you know
what? Or I'll go box.
Because your Bud Light sponsorship isn't paying me, I'm going to drink this Coors in the Ring or whatever, but whatever beer thing it was that he drank at UFC 100, which was absolutely hilarious. And then Dana cusses him out and says, "You can't do that." And he's like, "Oh no, great! I'll drink this beer at the press conference that no one is watching to make you feel better."
And look, Drew Dowd, that's my boy. If you haven't heard these people talk, though, that's the thing. That's what I do. I don't necessarily just listen to their comments. I listen to what they're saying, and I listen to how they speak. And when I listen to, I'd use the two examples. When I listen to Dame Dash, listen to Drew.
I don't like Dame Dash. I think Dame Dash.
I don't like him either.
I like Dame. I think Dame Dash is a con man.
I don't like him either. But I think he has intelligent thoughts that his ego doesn't allow him to see all the way through. That's why he's jumping from project to project, and he burns bridges because of his ego and all that other stuff. But his thought process gets him to a certain place. He just can't carry it out. I listen to him talk and I'm like, yeah, this guy, he just can't get out of his own way. I listen to Dana talk and I just hear a buffoon. But once again, I do my homework. I listen to these people. I don't just go off the fact that he puts on a good fight and I think he's great, which is something that maybe Drew Down might do in others.
You know, after all of this, I'd like to hear from Doug Christie.
He's smart.
Doug Christie knows what he's talking about. Kings first practice is in the books. Shout out to our man, Matt George, for multiple reasons. One, being this ABC 10 video here with Doug Christie. The other one I'll share with you in a second. Here's Kings head coach Doug Christie.
You know, our narrative from, you know, myself and Scott P, we're going to be the best conditioned team in the NBA. You know, one of the top ones for sure. So trying to figure out and them buying into that has been a message that they've received, you know, since I took over and Scott was the general manager. So it's just all about us being willing to give of ourselves. And it's tough, man. Condition is not for everybody. And then being in the conditioning to be the best conditioned team in this league definitely ain't for everybody, but it's what a Sacramento King is about.
How do you see Dennis getting acclimated with everything?
Man, Dennis looked like he's been here his whole life. It's not hard when you're that good. I mean, the kid, he understands how to play. He's a winner. He plays the right way. He moves the basketball. He plays defense. He's not afraid to talk to his teammates. Like I told you guys yesterday, like everything that I was looking at him to be is what I'm seeing out there on the floor. So I'm really, really pleased.
Speaking of that, week of 2 days.
Why are you all in my business, man? If you come back tomorrow and we had 2 a day, then we had a 2 a day.
I guess it was building up to like week to week, like with conditioning in mind. I guess how
conditioning isn't about 2 a days. It's about getting at it when you get on the floor. So, you know, tonight we have a 2 a day, and then we'll see from there, okay. Sean.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you see an evolution of what you want to implement for these coming weeks? Like, will it look similar each week, or do you anticipate adding little wrinkles as camp goes on?
Yeah, part of, in my opinion, you know, like I continue to evolve too, because you have a vision in your mind of like what you think, but then when they get out there, it's like actually what is. I always think like get good at something before you move on, and sometimes I think that you move on too fast. So, you know, it's about mastery and how much mastery can we get before, you know, we're gonna put in stuff, but at the same time we need to understand the principles of slipping and setting splits and timing and those type of things. And that's where I always say I want to teach them how to play, not how to run a play.
You mentioned Dennis and defense. And when you talk about picking up 94 feet, like how much do you expect that? Are there other guys you want to see it from? And how just disruptive can you guys be, you know, for other teams in that way?
Yeah, that is hard, first of all. But, you know, we expect it from everybody because sometimes they're going to send their point guard down the floor and then he's smart enough to figure it out. But at the same time, you know, we want to get our defense set. So, you know, scoring the ball is good. We're going to have to get to the free throw line. because when you get to the free throw line, you can get your defense set. So, you know, on misses, it's a little bit harder, obviously, to pick up, but we still want to make sure that our pickup points are extremely high. When we have an opportunity, dead balls, free throws, anytime that there's an opportunity to pick up 94 feet, we should be talking to the person in front of us.
I'm going to hit pause right there. There's more to hear from Sacramento Kings head coach Doug Christie, which we will hear in just a heartbeat. Didn't take long for 94 feet to be referenced. That is clearly something they are talking about regularly over the course of the last couple of days. Doug acknowledged they had so yesterday was media day. So I think they had a dinner on Sunday night. They obviously have had conversations about picking up playing defense. You heard it yesterday with Keon. Mm-hmm. Heard a little bit about it with Dennis Keegan. 94 feet is something Doug is at the very least attempting to ingrain in their head right now.
Yeah, that seems to be part of the foundation of the way that Doug Christie wants these guys to play. Almost a representation of how he wants these guys to play. Mm-hmm. Picking up 94 feet is, I'm here to defend you every inch of this court, every second of the game, and we're going to do that from baseline to baseline. So, yeah, I'm picking up full court, whether it's Truder, whether it's Keon, Monk, Devin Carter, whatever, this is what we're doing. And when you get to the other side of the court, we still right here. It's just kind of a microcosm for how they want to approach the game. I love it. I love it. And if you can get a handful of guys to lead the charge and set the tone like that on the defensive end, it does trickle down. At least I believe it trickles down to the rest of that roster.
That's a good callback to your love of Ronald Reagan right there.
I have no love.
KC trying to start this trickle down defense philosophy. You know what I love that he talked about was when Sean asked him about two-a-days. Clearly Doug didn't want to divulge it for some reason. But there was some talk at the beginning of that about conditioning and Scott Perry and Doug wanting this to be the best conditioned team in the league, and Sean pressing him a little bit on practice and how much they're going to practice this week. And Doug saying, you know, yeah, we're going to practice tonight, but it's not about how many times you practice. It's about getting after it. Mm-hmm. When you get out there, it's about practicing hard when you're in practice, whether you have one or two of them. You practice hard the first time, like that's going to do what you need to do for conditioning. Yeah. Doug, there is not a greater person to have at your disposal when it comes to the body and recovering than Doug Christie. That man soaks in seaweed. Like he drinks apple cider vinegar. He snacks on blueberries. Like, he will give you contrast therapy, hot therapy, cold therapy, massage therapy. Like, Doug has done it all. And even, you know, at Doug's age today, as a coach versus a player, just as he did as an analyst, just as he did as a radio show host, that man takes everything he does in terms of what he eats, how he conditions himself, very, very seriously.
Yeah.
And there's if he's pushing you to do something, there's no better person to have by your side to go like, hey, you need to go do A, B, C, and D. You'll be ready for tomorrow. Trust me.
Facts. 100%. You got that guy right there at your disposal that can teach you some of the things that he learned and give you, at the very least, give you all the information. It's up to you to actually do it or not. He's a grown man. You can follow what he's saying or not, but he can say, I'm living proof that these things help. These things can help you as a professional athlete recover, have energy, all the stuff that we're asking you to need.
I don't believe that coaches have to be former players, but there are instances where I feel like it really, really helps. And this is one of them.
One other thing I love that he said is, I want to teach them how to play, not teach them plays.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bar. That's something.
It's a shot, too.
Hey, if you listen closely, I think there's quite a few shots that might be might be out there from media day to today. If you listen closely.
If you listen close, you don't really even have to use your imagination that much. More from head coach Del Christie.
You almost mentioned yesterday that you guys have been utilizing him in some different spots. In Deuce. Different ways.
It'd be great if you didn't cuss this time, Deuce.
Is it a state secret?
No, it's not, man. But I'm just wondering where you get all your info from, bro. Like, okay. Seriously. You know, previously he's been in the dunker. He's been at the top of the floor. And in my opinion, that leaves the big that's guarding him in the dunker and in the middle of the floor. And I just want, like, Domas is talented, man. And, you know, Drew and those guys, they can play make. Max can play make. Like, the ability to move a big around the floor and play to his tendencies. What's the tendency of a big? The tendency of a big is to be in help defense. That's just most bigs. That's who they are. So if Domas is out in the quad, his guy is probably not guarding him. So that allows him to be a little bit more free and catch and uphill and downhill DHO. And then if his big is on him, well, then damn, the lane's clear. So now we got a guy who can wiggle and get downhill. So, you know, just moving the chess pieces around the floor. And when you have somebody that has the ability to do the things that Domas does, I think that you try to take advantage of it. And to his credit, he's willing to, you know, it is just basketball, let's be clear. It's just being in a different position and the possibilities that come with that position.
As they are, Dennis Schroeder in particular, he sounds like a coach.
So,
I know that's what you want out there on the floor. Y'all had those conversations. They come across to you.
Yeah, because, you know, part of the couple questions that he hit me with immediately, especially defensively, was like, you know, about squaring up the ball and different things. And similar for Rick, for me, was like he gave me the ability to do things that everybody didn't get to do because he knew that I could do some things. Well, Dennis is the same way. It's like, well, this is what we do as a team, but you have the ability to be a free safety sometimes if you want to. But previously we closed out like on the high side and different stuff, and we weren't a great defensive team, and you're closing out to give an advantage, in my opinion. I don't want to know advantages. We closing out square right in front of the person. And now you have to, my point to him was, you have to be able to understand where your help's at and all that. I get that. But we not trying to give up no advantages. When that time comes, there'll be game plan specific and different things, but we want to close out right in front of people and be there on the catch.
You reacted to that a couple of times. Why?
Not trying to stir up anything. We joke about shots and all this. Well, shots really do get taken, but right before he said that, I was trying to figure out, I wonder what some of the differences are going to be with him as a head coach now compared to the philosophy that Mike Brown had. Mm-hmm. And like right on cue, nah, we ain't doing all that shading to here, nothing like that. Like, the first priority is always, we stopping you. That person that is guarding the ball is going to stop you. We're not funneling you nowhere. We're not doing all that. That's not what this is about. When you are guarding the ball, it's mano a mano. Like he said, there are moments when you use team defense and you, yeah, we're going to, you know, maybe shade him in this particular situation to the baseline or something. But it all starts with you're guarding the ball, you keep that man in front of you. That's where it all starts. Don't be looking for help. Don't rely on help. Rely on the fact that I've got a job to do, and that's keep this man in front of me. No blow-bys. And it maybe gave a little peek into what one of the differences might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike Brown is a defensive guru. He know he feels the same way, but maybe he leaned a little bit more on, hey, just funnel them here because we've got help side and the team defense aspect of it first, as opposed to Doug Christie. The first thing we're going to do is you're going to stop the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be one of the differences between the two that we see in defensive philosophy.
Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We've got a few more people we want to hear from. We obviously heard from Doug Christie right there. We'd like to hear from Zach LaVine and Dennis Schroeder as well. We'll be able to do that. And we lost Jason Jones.
Oh, no.
For the day. I guess no one wanted to talk to us today. Shout out Connor. Connor was the only one who wanted to be with us. One of those days. But that's all right, because it gives us more time to talk about your Sacramento Kings. And it gives us more time to just talk and hang out and have fun and open up the phone lines for you as well. 916-909-1320. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we're going to head back to Sacramento Kings practice. And shout out to my man Matt George. Not only are we using his clips from ABC 10, he did give us the heads up. That's a funny still shot of Zach LaVine right there. He
still
did
shot to be gold.
He did give us the heads up.
What did
up.
You just say? Excuse me, run that back.
Zach LaVine cusses in this clip, but he told me, he said it's about midway through, right after Jake asks his question about like who the loudest voices are or something. So we all need to be on alert for Jake, and we'll see. Oh, Matt's texting me now.
I love how our media people look out for us.
When yeah, Zach, oh yeah, I mean Matt George looking out for us. When Zach gets to Malik, never stops talking. Pause right after that. Well, it's got to be better than what I did yesterday when I queued the video up to rookie Deuce Mason.
That was hilarious.
Hey, shout out, man. Stephen Brown's here. I don't know how long you've been here, but
Stephen Brown is here.
Whoever that is.
Black man stock image is here.
BMSI.
BMSI.
SI.
Oh, man, that's great. Real quick, though, before we hear from Zach LaVine, let us remind you to head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. Join Dusty's Clubhouse. That way you don't miss out on any of the amazing events like the one we just did this past week. And it was a Harvest Festival. They're launching their new wines, man. It was an incredible time. We had so much fun out there playing games. We had so much fun out there watching the football games, even though none of them went the way that we hoped. We still had a great time. Food truck was out there. The charcuterie cups were absolutely terrific. They even paired some chocolate and wine together. It was just absolutely marvelous. So head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. If you haven't picked up a bottle of Baker Family Wines, you could do it at the Nugget in Granite Bay. I've asked my man Chick and Dusty to get us a list of the different, because I know some Raley's have them, mm-hmm. which means some Bel Air's have them. So when you're in the wine section, just look for the baseball stitch. If you see that rosé, grab it, chill it, and you will be very happy. That rosé was flowing in the heaviest manner possible this past Sunday.
It is the truth.
My man Bill and I had opened up the 755, so we were in good shape. But Katie, Casey, Katrina, Coach Molly, they all had the rosé. And so once we got through the 755, we were onto that rosé. So head over to BakerFamilyWines.com and be on the lookout for that wine bottle with the baseball stitch at the Nugget in Granite Bay, or whatever Nugget, Raley's, or Bel Air you go to. All right, back to practice. And for the first time this season, we'll hear from our man Zach LaVine.
Hey.
Who, by the way, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Kimberly Snack Shack has a pretty significant crush on.
Really?
Yes.
Did we just learn this?
Or we learned this last night when she started DMing, of all places, the ESPN 1320 Instagram account.
Well, shut out, Kim.
And what was great is I responded to her, and she said, oh, this must be Damien. And then immediately, and it was,
yeah.
And then immediately, Leezy responded with something and said, oh, it's Leezy. And then live from Hawaii, Kyle chimes in and goes, hey, just letting you know, Kyle is here too. Here's Kimberly's future ex-husband.
That's hilarious.
Zach LaVine. Did not care that this man, he's married, right?
Yes.
Didn't care.
I mean, we did a good job. Everybody was engaged, intense. Like we said yesterday, singular focus of those pillars that Scott was talking about. So it was really fun.
I'm so nervous because he's gonna cuss, and we just got to be quick with it. I'm nervous,
dude. We have a dumb button. We're fine.
No, I understand that.
You gotta have that tat tat
tat tat. That's what it is. All right, Zach LaVine. That was a quick answer from Zach LaVine, by the way. That was quick. It was 13 seconds.
Yeah, he's all about business.
You see Dennis getting acclimated with everything.
Yeah, Dennis is a pro. He's been playing professional basketball since he was 16. So, you know, he caught on real fast. He's super smart. Gets the ball up the court fast. So it's gonna be a really easy transition.
Doug wants you guys to be the most conditioned or one of the best conditioned teams in the NBA. Is that the dog days of summer right now, where you guys run a bunch and try to get into that conditioning?
Yeah, I mean, individually, I always feel like I've always been one of the best conditioned guys. So it's never something hard for me. I think it's something that you take on as the type of player you want to be. You got to be conditioned, but for the entire team, we have to be if they want us to be picking up 94 feet. So, you know, I think every
94 feet reference, 94 feet reference.
Every player, every
53,
time.
53 seconds into the conversation, and 94 feet reference.
Everybody's gonna be
Coach JT's merchandise is about to go crazy.
Everybody's gonna be in good condition.
What does that first day of a training camp kind of look like? Maybe a common thread. I mean, you guys are all working out over a month for each other mainly now. And is there a big shock to the system when you come into the first week?
No, but it's very it's a little bit more focused, a little more team oriented. In the summertime, you might do drills with guys, like two or three dudes, or you might get your individual work in, you might scrimmage, but you know, now we're putting in plays, certain emphasis, you know, certain defense assignments, and building the foundation of what we're doing. So it's a lot more focused.
With that conditioning you have, how much do you enjoy getting to play with pace, and how much do you feel like this team in general caters to that?
Yeah, I mean, put me in space. I've always been pretty good. So, you know, we're getting out wide. If we get stops on the other end and we get out and we play with pace to get easy threes or easy baskets at the rim, you know, it's going to be, that's the type of game that we want to play. So we don't have to play to that.
When you look at the things that
is it this collection of talent, you know, with a lot of guys that are really established.
I'd never make it. I would never make it.
What's that?
I'd lose it. I'd
Who was that that got cut off? Was that Brendan?
Oh, was it? Hold on. Let's
not Brendan. Brandon. Sean on first.
I thought it might have been Brandon.
Our guy?
Yeah, Benitez.
So we don't have to play to that.
When you look at the things that
is it
I'm not
this
sure.
Collection of talent, you know,
why is everybody talking so goddamn soft? Like they're whispering to Zach. You know how people take on the tone of the person they're talking to? That's what they're doing with Zach.
A lot of guys that are really established in the league as stars.
That's Brendan.
Young guys that have
no, that's Jeremiah.
That is Jeremiah.
Guys who are trying to make their way. Is this a little bit of a unique group in your experience in the NBA? And how exciting is that to kind of have guys in totally different journeys of their careers all coming together on one team?
I've played in every situation from rebuilding teams to teams that, you know, we were number one in the East and, you know, the teams that were a little bit worse than that and rebuilt. So this is just another situation where you got to play with what you're given, and we got to play to the identity of our team. You know, we got guys that are established, have been all-stars and are going to go on and continue to play and have great careers, and we got rookies that haven't played before and guys that are fighting for contracts. So, you know, I think that's a good mesh, and it's going to be on everyone to uplift everyone as well.
Doug's first day of training camp as a head coach. Mm-hmm. You've played for a number of coaches. How do you assess just how he's doing with the job and taking care of things?
Doug's been great, man, and he has a great support staff as well. I think that's what, you know, means the most to him is he has a bunch of guys that he trusts, you know, to the left and right of him to where he might even not have to do as much talking and as much of the heavy lifting, and he can use his voice in areas that he wants to. So I'm just glad he's comfortable and he's, you know, he's not looking over his shoulder. That's always a great feeling.
When you look at the things Dennis does defensively, you know, how important is it for him to set the tone, and can that kind of influence like the rest of the group right from the start?
Yeah, I mean Dennis has always been, you know, a guy that gets after defensively, and with him being the point guard of the team, his voice you know speaks volumes. But you know, I think it's not just him; it has to be on all of us. You know, for me to Domas, DeMar, all the way down. If we take an emphasis on that side, you know, everyone has to follow.
Vocally, who was big today?
There it is.
Who was speaking up vocally?
I think everybody was. I know you guys always want to pick out somebody like who has the best voice and who's the leader. You know, it's unless you have somebody that's a big talker on the team. You know, everyone has used their voice individually, and I don't. You know, I speak up when I need to, obviously, and then DeMar speaks to the group. You know, Doug talks, Dennis says some stuff. Malik doesn't stop talking. So
stop! That's it right there. Pause!
But you kind of want to keep playing it,
don't
you?
I kind of want to hear what else he says. He says, I think I got to let me go back to see what Matt says. So what he says is Malik never stops talking. He says, paraphrasing, even Keegan talked.
Well, now that is crazy. That's the news of the day.
But now we can't hear it.
Yeah, we're going to cut that off.
Yeah.
We just learned today Keegan Murray talks, and we're not going to hear it.
My guess is he's going to, like, grin when he says it. Look, he just did it. That's what he just did.
That was, yeah.
That's absolutely what he just did.
We don't have to play it. I can see it.
Today, so I think it was good.
Competing against Dennis.
I did it. I didn't Deuce Mason this thing. I did it. I don't know what else there is to hear from Zach Lee. I'm actually hey, big thanks to Matt George, who's obviously listening to the show, because if he hadn't told me, I would have cut the clip off at the question. No, because he told me like when he asked him who's talking, that's when Jake asked him who's talking, that's where he cusses. Mm-hmm. But if he hadn't given me the line, we would have missed out on everything he added to that, which I actually thought was quite a bit.
Yeah. And I'm not an NBA player, never been an NBA player, so I don't want to equate.
Could have been, though.
Well,
De'Aaron Fox, like some say.
If I would have worked on my game instead of going maybe to the club or something like that, like maybe it could have happened.
Couldn't help it.
Yeah, that was good. I thought, you know,
couldn't help it.
I would have just stayed.
705 J Street. That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing.
A couple times I went to parties instead of, you know, being at the gym at 2 a.m. I could have made
it. You want to know what Dennis Schroeder's reaction is to you talking about being an NBA player? That. That right there. This is very visual. Sorry for the radio. Dennis is looking at the camera like, child, please. Job,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.